Today's on Matilda. No, everything.
Hi, I'm Tills.
Hi, I'm Hayes.
And welcome back to M&H Know Everything. This season, we know everything about Greek mythology.
Guess what, guys? We survived the explosion from last week. We jumped out of a window just in time.
But we both still have burns and blisters.
Oh, the one on my arm hurts so much.
Yeah, and the one on my leg is bright red. But we're not scared. We're back today to talk about the Greek gods.
Yeah.
And in today's episode, we are going to discuss
Greek punishments.
The worst. Womp, 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 womp. And the best.
Whoop. And the funniest. Hazel, what do you think the worst punishment was done by God, goddess, witch, wizard, or mortal?
Well, I think the worst one is the one that Circe did to poor Scylla. So, Circe fell in love with some mortal guy.
What was the mortal's name?
I forgot.
Me too, but he's not important.
Yeah. So basically, she was in love with this mortal, and then so the mortal asked Circe to make him an immortal, and Circe did. So, like, he came to Circe's house, and they had a big feast, and then there was one nymph that came to the feast. Her name was Scylla, and then the mortal guy that Circe loved
fell in love
with Scylla. So Circe got angry at Scylla but didn't know how to get back on her. Then the mortal guy asked Circe to help Scylla fall in love with him. Big mistake.
Because Circe decided to make a potion.
That would turn Scylla into a monster.
It was the opposite of a love potion. It was a hatred potion that made you look really, really, really bad.
And then, so she poured it into the well Scylla bathed in every morning. Scylla got in,
but she only waded in up to her waist.
Like, only her waist got transformed, plus a few extra heads.
She was a giant whalish, dolphinish from lower side with dog legs on each side.
And a few extra heads. And then Circe felt bad and tried to help Scylla.
But the damage was already done.
Yeah, and before Circe could help her, Scylla ran into the ocean and was actually seen again. And I almost said was never seen again because it's more dramatic. But she actually was seen again. By Odysseus.
And a bunch of Odysseus's...
Wait, do some people get killed? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
some
a bunch of Odysseus...
killed by her.
Yeah, a lot of people. Like...
Six people?
Yeah. Do you think that was a fair punishment?
Well, I mean, not really, since it's... I mean, it's Scylla didn't love that guy, so why did she take it out on her?
Yeah.
It's not really fair.
It's not very fair. But also, you should be a little bit mad at the mortal's name.
Yeah.
Because he shouldn't go to Circe to fix all his problems. I mean, Circe made him immortal. That's one giant thing.
And then it's also not fair that he tries to get Circe to make Scylla fall in love with him. But Scylla has to make that choice. Not some magic.
If you think about it, if someone makes you fall in love, you're not actually in love.
Yeah.
If you think about it, if you have the dream relationship, but someone made them fall in love with you, it just won't be the same.
Yeah. Tilda, which punishment do you think is the worst punishment in all the Greek myths?
I think it was Tantalus.
Oh, yeah, he was terrible.
Tantalus. Ooh, it's fun saying his name dramatically.
Yeah. Tantalus. What did happen to Tantalus?
Well, Tantalus was a son of Zeus, And he was always a little bit of a goody two-shoes, coming around with the gods, you know, just being like a little puppy that follows the gods around.
And does tricks for them.
He was always so sweet, and the gods really liked him. So when he did naughty stuff, like getting a little bit of ambrosia and nectar to show his friends, they just grumbled a bit, but they didn't mind. I mean, he was always so good, so when he did his little pranks, they didn't mind. But Tantalus took it to another step.
That he
invited the gods over for dinner.
The backstory is, so Tantalus was a bit angry at something. Like, I'm not sure.
Angry at the gods.
She was a bit angry at the gods. So he decided to serve them a meal that would insult them, but he didn't know what to serve them. Then...
Don't give it away. We should reveal it at the end.
I'm not going to tell anything else. I don't want any spoilers.
Well, the gods were invited for dinner. They had a great time. Amazing sides, wonderful dessert, and for the main course was a thick stew. What's this made out of? Demir says, taking the first bite. Tastes like chicken. Oh, Tantalus said, trying not to snicker. Where is my nephew Pelops? Zeus boomed. Oh, well... He is... You foolish gods! You ate my son Pelops! He was in the stew! The gods were astounded. They were so mad at Tantalus, Zeus took out a lightning bolt and blasted him to bits.
Then they recreated Pelops with some sort of godly magic. So it all worked out for Pelops. But
He almost could have forgotten about the incident, except for the ivory shoulder that Demir bit off. When Zeus killed Tantalus, he told Hades, "Hey Hades, I need you to give a special punishment to this guy."
So Hades came up with a really special punishment.
Just for Tantalus. Tantalus was sent to the fields of punishment and was planted into a lake. Whenever he tried to drink some water, he would cup his hands, but the water would drip away. There was a fruit tree above his head. Every time he tried to get some, the wind blew it out of his reach. He tried sneak attacks. He tried everything. But he couldn't eat or drink. His punishment was to crave what was just out of his reach.
That's why when you say something is tantalizing, it means you really, really want it.
Want something, but you can't get it.
It's named after Tantalus and his punishment. Do you think Tantalus's punishment was fair?
100% yes. Tantalus, I mean, he fed the gods his own son.
Yeah, I know. It's so fair. I mean, like, I think they should have done something worse to him. Kind of.
I'm still quite confused why they think the story of Sisyphus is worse than Tantalus. Oh, wait. I just mentioned Sisyphus. I suppose we got to tell that story now.
Sounds like a good idea. Let's do it.
Sisyphus was the king of... Where?
I forget.
Huh. We know everything, but we're not very good at remembering the cities.
And names.
Anyway, Sisyphus was some sort of king.
Of somewhere.
And when death appeared at his doorstep with chains, saying that Sisyphus was needed to be taken to the underworld because he was going to die soon, Sisyphus invited the god inside and then quickly grabbed the nearest thing he could find and whacked the god over the head with it and shoved him under the bed.
So... Everyone was like, nobody was dying since death couldn't come.
And some people thought that was good, but a war broke out.
Yeah, a war broke out. And Ares was like, ooh, I'm gonna love this. I can't wait watching all the tiny mortals die. But then to his surprise, nobody died.
So Ares decided to walk around asking, where is death? Where is death? And then some people said the last time we saw him, he was walking to Sisyphus's place. So he stormed off to Sisyphus's palace.
Hold on, don't you think that seeing death is like a bad omen?
I don't know, but...
maybe it should be, because like, you see death, you're like, maybe I should die? Maybe I'm going to die soon.
Anyway, when Mrs. Sisyphus got home, she asked, why in the world is there a weird wing coming from the bed?
Sisyphus didn't have time to answer because Ares stormed in. Literally stormed because, like, Zeus is the god of lightning and stuff?
I know, but he kicked down the door and went into a rage. It looks like it was a tornado.
So Ares was like, oh my goodness, you trapped death. So one, I'm kind of impressed because that isn't that like impossible? But also, you have basically stopped a force of life, like a force of nature. You're going straight to the underworld where you are going to get a big punishment.
So, right then and there, Sisyphus died and went to the underworld. But when Sisyphus got to the underworld,
he tricked the person who rode you to the underworld. A diamond?
Karen.
No, Karen.
Karen the diamond.
Yeah.
Karen the diamond.
Not to be confused with Chiron the centaur. So he tricks Karen and said, oh, I would love to go across, but my wife, she didn't bury me properly, which was a lie, obviously. She didn't put a coin under my tongue. And then Karen was like, oh, I can't believe it. All these people expecting for a free ride. And then...
Sisyphus said...
So he said, oh, no, don't worry. I will be happy to just go up and give my wife a piece of my mind and get that silver drachma. And then, so...
Sisyphus went up, and guess what?
He didn't come back.
So he lived another bunch of years.
Totally unfair.
So when he finally died, Hades gave him an extra bad punishment.
His punishment... He had to push a rock up a hill until it reached the top. And every time he was so close to reaching the top, it rolled straight back down again.
When he tried to have a break, what are their names? The guys with whips?
The Furies.
The Furies would whip him until he gets going again. The rock took every bit of his strength to wield. So his punishment was to spend eternity rolling that rock up the hill, only for it to roll down when he was so, so close.
And so, Matilda, do you think Sisyphus' punishment was fair? I can't say his name properly.
Sisyphus?
Yeah.
Well, I do think it was fair, but I can't believe that people think that that was the worst punishment ever. The gods have done...
Hades' was way worse.
Okay, so like usual, we're going to end the show with a quiz. This time, our quizzes are going to be punishments of Athena. Hazel, how did Athena punish a mortal when he saw her bathing naked in a river?
She turned him blind. And then
Athena
felt bad for him and gave him birds that would tell him which direction to go. And I think he also got the gift of prophecy. Hey, Tills, here's my quiz question for you. What did Athena do to Medusa when she went on a date with Poseidon in her temple?
Well, Athena turned Medusa into a monster. Ugly face, hideous fangs, snakes for hair. And if you looked at her in the eyes, she would turn you into stone.
That's all we've got time for today on MNH Know Everything. And thanks to my mum for being our producer and editor.
And thanks to my mum and Hazel's dad to composing our little jingle.
Do you think the gods will punish us for talking about the punishments that they did?
Wait, Hazel! Look! It's Medusa! Ah! the punishment of Scylla done by Cersei.
Exactly.
Should we say Cersei or Kirky?
Kirky? Cersei!
Yeah, some people say Kirky.
What? They're cuckoo!